They're hungry ghosts. This one you understand. They are the beta, right? Ghosts and unhappy spirit wanders hopelessly about this life, searching in vain for sensual fulfillment. So those who are born here, they have a lot of greed, a lot of selfishness. That's why they always say, go queer. You got nothing to eat, one, because you're so selfish. You try to steal, deceive, and take other. So when you're born under this life, hungry, as a ghost also hungry. Even Mongala now try to help the mother go down, use his psychic. The psychic created the food. The mother take and want to put in the mouth, it become molten, red hot, tormenting. Yeah, very hot, that kind of thing. So cannot. Then the Buddha saw. They called this Mongalana. What are you doing? He said, I had to repay gratitude to my mother. I know she is down there. I want to help her. He said, that is not the way. Psychic cannot. These are nature's law. Then Mongalana requested Sakyamuni Buddha to advise him what to do. And that's how that type of celebration come about. He said, you make offering to all the Buddhas, all the 10 directions and all those things. And he really do it. Then the Chinese tradition, I think, also follow that offering. They call it what, Chao Tu. You know, after Mongolana did that, the mother stray away from the Peta Hiranya. Come out. You know why this Peta one suffers so much? Because they got no more relative to transfer marriage and share marriage. You understand? Because they are actually full of the what they call greed, selfishness. Then they went down there and very long one now, you in that Peta, right? Like, oh, tomorrow I will read the Theravada Sutta to you. You will understand. You're there. You cannot do business, no. You cannot do agriculture, no. That's why you say no plowing, no merchandising. Not like here on the human right. You can become farmer. You can do the plowing, farming. Then you can also do business. Then you can also like become a career person. Then you got money. Down there, no career one. Then how? Cannot receive anything. They say hungry. No food, nothing. So what they do is because they crave for human food, that's why they roam around the existential world. That is in the Theravada Sutta. Is that if they got attachment to their house and their relative, they will come back and like try to prompt you or tell you, you better send food to me. Because they are deluded. So. Then if you don't, they create a refueling for you and create a lot of havoc for you. Tomorrow, remind me. I will share that sutta. Then because of that, the Buddha said, as cultivator, we must have understanding, love, and compassion. Well, these people usually come and disturb you. The relative forget about them. Not sensitive to them. But they are still around. They can see you. But you cannot see them, cannot hear them. So that's why they try to like alert you. So how? The only thing they have is the eerie chill, negative energy. That's why sometimes you go to certain places, you can feel their energy, very negative. You can feel very negative up there. And sometimes they got a lot of this anger, you can feel that the energy is very strong. I told you the one Dharma friend, I went upstairs, I want to go to the toilet. I stopped straight away, I sense. Then I don't worry up there. I say, don't worry. I meant no harm. It's my friend, I visit. I want to use the toilet. But if you don't like, now my head will go out. Then I come down. Then the energy stopped. Because he like warning me, That's why you don't have mindful awareness. You cannot sense it. You cannot feel it. So you must have all this. Understand? So what is important is they do exist in all this realm. Then the Buddha later on in the sutta said the only way to actually help them is make offering to the Sangha or Triple Gem. They transform merit, share merit, just like during the Buddha's time, the King Bimbisara. You remember after he gave offering dana to the king? That night he cannot sleep. All the peta down there, his very, very long time relative related to him, come and haunt him. So he related the story to the Buddha. Then the Buddha checked. Oh, actually, before Sakyamuni, Kāsapa Buddha time, there is already the prediction by Kāsapa. But these peta beings, they were trapped down there for so long. No relative, why? Too long down there, until the world systems being that are related to them are also no more missing. So during Mahākāsapa time, they also saw how the Sangha transformary and a lot of hungry ghosts get good rebirth. Then they say, why are they still like that? So Kāsapa Buddha, the third Buddha before Sakyamuni, out of love and compassion, tell them, I check for you. They check. Oh, you know what you did or not? There was a previous Buddha time, the Sangha. People make offering to this Mahasangha. You know what they did? They misappropriate the offering. They steal and they misappropriate. Because of that, kena kau kau go down for so long. This one is very serious. Of all things you want to steal from the Sangha. And that one is Samasambuddha Sangha, not ordinary Sangha. So what happened is, Mahakaswa check. Ayo, you got no more relative here. No? You have to wait very long. No? Then luckily Mahakaswa check. No? He said, yeah, you wait. You wait till Sakyamuni Buddha come. With another aeon. No? Sakyamuni Buddha come, there will be a king. King Bimbisara. He is related to you in the long distant past. He said, remember to request. Then when Sakyamuni Buddha making King Bimbisara make the offering, they were full of joy waiting for him to transfer for real. But because of their karma so kalat, Bimbisara was full of joy, forget about the sorry for it. Didn't so. That's why the occasion was so happy. I think Sakyamuni Buddha must have also known this guy meant to be on. Because you misappropriate those sort of things, it's coming. He won't interfere one. So he let it be. Then they be tahan. So they came and haunt this Bimbisara. So he got his dream. Then they visited the Buddha, consulting. Oh, Sakyamuni Buddha check. Oh, this was your relative long, 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 long time ago. Then offer another Sangha. During that time, according to the sutta, you know what happened? The moment King Bimbisara transferred Maria, Idang Minya Tinang Ho Tu, his the Pitta relative related, one by one transform. And some become instant devas and all those things, or higher rank. Then they receive a lot of joy and all those things. So what happened is, when all this was happening, the Buddha, he used his special penetration, make the King Bimbisara has the eye, the heavenly eye to see. Then he saw this paper full of joy and take good birth and all those things. That's why that sutta is created for that one. So a lot of things you cannot understand, but Samasambuddha can see, they can understand. That's why these are recorded in the Theravada teaching. That July month is actually the 15th of July that Mongalana make offering. That's why they say Chikwe Pua. They say make offering to help the departed one. But that one, actually, Chikwe Pua is Chinese tradition. So they modify it and you must make offering to the Sangha, yes, or to charity organization and all those things. You cannot just go to the graveyard there, bye bye, make all the offering. Oh, last time my relative deceased, he liked Dai Bao, he liked Char Siew Bao, make offering. Who eat? Nobody can eat. We are physical. But there is such thing as hungry ghosts. Wow, they all are. It's like their society or no. They will rejoice or no. Then they very happy and very howling. You know what howling? Howling.
Show off.
Very show off. Wow, my relative come and make offering. No? Yours got come. it's just like in our society. We all are in rural area. Right? Then our parents send us to KL University. Then we study. Then after that, we all got like Philippite. Then off and on, we go back, visit them. Then we buy things. Then we drive nice car, all those things. So the family who have this, sure happy. Then the neighbor who saw all this, hey, your son got come back or not? Your daughter got come back or not? Then they ask him back, Lu Wei was doing like, bo. He go, so give reason. Means he got no time. He got so much duty, what they call the working life so like so intense, so much to do. No time, is it? But then when you see others, deep inside, Bosong, oh, why my son are there? People's children come back and visit them and like make them happy. So this chikui pua is the same. You make them happy. Then the one that didn't receive one bosong, they come and disturb you. Understand? Why other people offer you don't offer? Actually, they cannot eat, but they rejoice. Understand? And that one make them good. Understand? So a lot of delusion involved. So you understand all this, then you know no point doing all those things. You want to make offering to make them happy, then you feel good. I mean, you can do lah. That is mundane level. Understand? But what do? We listen to Dhamma, we share Dhamma. Every day we eat Dang Me Nyang Tinang Ho Tu. Understand? They receive that one so much better than waiting for Chigui Pua once a year offering. You understand? That's why the understanding is different. Then I always make a joke. I say, you got Kaya Mita, you don't worry. You go down Petarang also, no problem. Every now and then they all eat that Mita Tinaho too. So you rejoice, only pop, you come So. Kayana Mita means you related lah. Walk the path of Dhamma. It doesn't mean this life, born children or parents. No. Means so many lives. You like the Buddha say, you have been parents and children, enemy, everything, don't know how many times already. Understand? Understand? So somehow you related one another. But your relative must be Kayamita. Otherwise, they don't listen to Dhamma, they don't know how to share merit, they don't know how to idang menya, tinang hotu. You down there, wait. You don't believe the Dhamma. You don't go to Dhamma class, you don't make friends with Kayamita. So you down there very long. If your heavy karma is so intense, you stay there too long until inhabitant on earth, no more. No more your relative. And then you end up like those guys down there. Wait to go to wait for sasana after sasana. So don't play a fool with karma.